your vote will be counted. I don't care how hard people try to stop it.
The former vice president speaking from Delaware as his lead over President Trump expands. Biden didn't claim victory, but he said Americans have given him a mandate. President Trump continues to argue, not so fast.
The Trump campaign and Republicans in the state are waging a lot of different legal battles over these mail-in ballots that could put some of these ballots in jeopardy. And the Secretary of the Commonwealth here says that those ballots are legal. They are lawfully supposed to be counted, but the Trump campaign is calling foul on that. They say the deadline extension was done unlawfully, and they don't want to see these ballots counted.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. All county boards of elections in Pennsylvania have been ordered by Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito to segregate and secure all ballots that arrived after 8 p.m. on election night. Democratic state elections officials had extended that deadline, something Republicans say was illegal. Another record-setting day in the U.S. for coronavirus cases as another key member of President Trump's inner circle tests positive. Johns Hopkins University says more than 127,000 cases were tallied Friday, and Fox News has confirmed that White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has been diagnosed.
Meadows had been traveling with the president in the days running up to the election and last appeared in public early Wednesday morning without a mask during a news conference with President Trump.
Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
Running a successful business is a lot harder than it looks. The key to your success, and you know this, is having the absolute best people working with you. Finding and recruiting the most talented people is as important as ever. There's one place, one website you can rely on to connect you with qualified candidates. That place is ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter posts your job on over 100 of the web's leading job sites, and that's just the start. Using powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes on file to find people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply for your position. You're able to log on where you can review and rate your candidates. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter free. Go online to ZipRecruiter.com/rush. That's ZipRecruiter.com/rush. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire.
Need an escape?
As votes continue to be counted, big tech is keeping busy, cracking down on unverified claims about the election.
Facebook blocking the hashtags SharpieGate and Stop the Steal, saying they promote election misinformation and violate its community standards. Searching for those tags now takes users to a page detailing how they are temporarily hidden, directing users to Facebook's guidelines. Arizona election officials shooting down SharpieGate rumors, explaining voting with one of the markers would have no impact on the ability of tabulation machines to record votes. Facebook previously removing a group called Stop the Steal, which was organizing protests of vote counts across the country. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
New restrictions next week in parts of Oregon where coronavirus cases are soaring. Beginning Wednesday, in at least 5 counties, visitations to long-term care facilities will be halted for 2 weeks, and indoor dining capacity will be limited to 50 people. Keeping up with virus cases in one city in southern Texas is getting tougher.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott announcing a surge of Department of Defense resources to El Paso, including 3 U.S. Air Force medical specialty teams to assist the state's efforts to combat coronavirus at hospitals where over 1,000 patients were told are being treated. Over 8,000 positive cases reported Thursday in Texas amid massive testing. The state's seen over 900,000 total virus cases, over 18,000 deaths, though with a close to 90% recovery rate. Jeff Manasseh, Fox News.
Government health advisors are giving a thumbs down to an experimental Alzheimer's drug. A panel of experts outside the FDA agreed that a study failed to show strong evidence that the medication worked. The FDA, which could make a decision on the drug in March, is not required to follow the group's guidance. Pam Puso, Fox News.
In Arlington, watch out for an accident on 395 northbound, just north of Glebe Road. That's exit 7, the left and the left center lane blocked with this incident, and it is slow approaching the area. Also, you will find some slow traffic on eastbound 66 between the car rest area and Route 29 in Centerville with construction there. And there was an accident in Delaplane eastbound at US 17. That's exit 23, but that has been moved to the shoulder. In the district, use caution on Constitution Avenue at 14th Street. Traffic lights are not working correctly. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
High pressure is just dominating the region this weekend. Expect mostly sunny skies. We'll see very warm temperatures today as well, into the lower 70s. May even approach the record high at Dulles Airport today, which is 74 degrees. As we head later on tonight, it will be mostly clear. Some patchy fog is going to be possible, with lows mainly into the 40s to near 50 degrees. For your Sunday, more of the same: sunny skies, delightful conditions, high temperatures in the lower 70s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
You know, fall is galloping up on us. You may have noticed changing leaves, cooler air, things like that. Good stuff. It's also a reminder to act now, because it's the perfect time to get your rugs and carpets clean before the big holidays arrive. You know, for more than 63 years, the Hadid family has specialized in hand-washing your beautiful rugs and carpets. But now, Joe Hadid has created a new menu of cleaning options for any type of rug and any type of budget. It's called the Hadid Signature Service. Ensures the same kind of quality for cleaning every type of rug, from machine-made synthetics to the finest handmade silk rugs. Hadid Signature Service is faster, it's more efficient, and it'll definitely save you a lot of money. So it's probably been a while since you got a quote from Joe Hadid. Give him a call. Joe's new express service, save you money, and you still get the same VIP treatment you're used to. For a limited time, also, Joe's offering 15% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Go check out the details at joehadid.com.
Need an escape? Then gaze skyward and listen to the Wild Thing podcast as host Laura Krantz searches for extraterrestrial life.
Thousands of reports of UFOs. Secret UFO program, Project Blue Book.
Gaze skyward for season 2 of Wild Thing.
As a pilot and a former Air Force officer, I can definitively say that this craft did not resemble any man-made object that I'd ever seen.
Listen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows.
Retired federal employees. The United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage Value PPO plan offers you a number of great benefits, like nationwide coverage, no out-of-pocket costs on covered medical services, a Part B premium subsidy, a free fitness program, hearing aid coverage, and more peace of mind to make the most of your well-earned retirement. It's time to take advantage. Open season for federal retirees starts on November 9th. Learn why the United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage Value PPO plan may be a smart choice. Call United Healthcare at 1-844-481-8821 or visit www.uhcfeds.com/retiree. That's 1-844-481-8821 or www.uhcfeds.com/retiree. This plan is only available to retired federal employees. Benefits and features may vary by plan or area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM, WMAL.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler, Jeff Wolf behind the console, Jane Houghton, our producer this morning. The vote counts continue. And to bring you up to speed on the late night tallies last night in Pennsylvania, Joe Biden holding a 49.6 to 49.2 edge over President Trump, 28,877 votes separating the candidates, 89,000 remain to be counted, plus military ballots. In Georgia, Joe Biden has a lead, but it's tied at, well, actually it's now 49.4 to 49.3, 4,020 votes separating the candidates in Georgia. In Arizona, Friday night ballot dump tightened the race in favor of President Trump. It is still 49.7 to 48.8. 20,000 votes separate the candidates. 170,000 votes remain. There's another release scheduled for 11 o'clock Eastern Time this morning in the state of Arizona. Now, developments last night, early evening, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito issued a temporary order requiring Pennsylvania officials to segregate ballots that arrived after Election Day. It grants for now a request by the state's Republican Party. Justice Alito's Friday night order came as part of a fight over the ballots received during the three-day extension. Now, that was issued before the election by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. We'll go into further detail with Jim Trustee a bit later on this morning about it. State officials have already told county officials to separate out the late arriving ballots, but Republicans said that step didn't go far enough to ensure that they can be invalidated later. Alito also ordered Pennsylvania counties to count late arriving ballots separately, though he stopped short of halting those counts altogether, as the Republicans are seeking. Now, the move is the first time the Supreme Court has intervened in post-election wrangling this year. Alito is a Republican appointee. He handles emergency matters from Pennsylvania, and he would refer the matter to the full Supreme Court for the next steps. He ordered Democrats to respond by 2 o'clock this afternoon Eastern Time. So that's the status on the Supreme Court. Now, at about 10:47 last night, we heard that Joe Biden was going to address the nation last night, but it didn't happen until 10:47. He and Kamala Harris arrived at the Chase Center in Philadelphia, a presidential-style motorcade. Must have been 25, 30 vehicles in that motorcade. And Vice President Biden addressed the nation, and here's how he opened his remarks.
We don't have a final declaration of victory yet, but the numbers tell us it's clear. Tell us a clear and convincing story. We're going to win this race. Just look at what has happened since yesterday. 24 hours, we were behind in Georgia. Now we're ahead, and we're going to win that state. 24 hours ago, we were behind in Pennsylvania, and we are going to win Pennsylvania. And now we're ahead, but we're winning in Arizona, we're winning in Nevada. And in fact, our lead just doubled in Nevada. We're on track to over 300 electoral votes, electoral college votes. And look at the national numbers. We're going to win this race with a clear majority of the nation behind us.
Now, you may recall that Vice President Biden talked so much about healing the wounds and uniting the nation. I would think he realizes that there are a lot of people around this country, a lot of Trump voters, who are concerned about the way the numbers have been changing with all these votes coming in for the former vice president late in the game. And it was predicted the way the mail-in ballots would be voted later, and, you know, they would be tallied later with the mail-in ballots. And those ballots that were cast on Election Day might be counted sooner in some states, and other states it would differ. So we were prepared for this, but there are a lot of people in this country who are asking that question. Why do the numbers keep going up? And as you just heard, Joe Biden, well, the last 24 hours, we doubled the number of votes in Arizona. So that, I don't think that helped to calm some of the tension that people are feeling about the vote counts. But the vice president did go on. And I think this is kind of interesting, too, when you look at this. He has talked about uniting and how he would be the president of all Americans, not just Democrats. But he kind of rubs it in, throws a little salt in the wound here.
One of the things I'm especially proud of is how well we've done across America. And we're going to be the first Democrat to win in Arizona in 24 years. We're going to be the first Democrat to win Georgia in 28 years. And we've rebuilt the blue wall in the middle of the country that crumbled just 4 years ago. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, the heartland of this nation.
Well, if you think about the percentages, 0.4% in Pennsylvania and still a big question mark in Georgia. He rebuilt the blue wall. That might be a little bit of a stretch. I'd say the blue wall and the red wall are just about the same now. But, of course, if he gets the edge, he will be the victor. But, you know, as to claiming some construction of a 200-foot blue wall over the red wall, I wouldn't look at it quite that way. But he did continue. He spoke for about 8-9 minutes total.
While we're waiting for the final results, I want people to know we're not waiting to get the work done and start the process. Yesterday, Senator Harris and I held meetings with groups of experts on public health and the economic crisis this country is facing.
So he did offer some conciliatory tones as he continued with his address last night.
No matter who you voted for, I'm certain of one thing. The vast majority of the 150 million Americans who voted, they want to get the vitriol out of our politics. We're certainly not going to agree on a lot of issues, but at least we can agree to be civil with one another. We have to put the anger and the demonization behind us. It's time for us to come together as a nation to heal. It's not going to be easy, but we have to try. My responsibility as president will be to represent the whole nation. And I want you to know that I'll work as hard for those who voted against me as those who voted for me.
Now, that's Vice President Biden speaking last night in Wilmington, Delaware. Kamala Harris was there with him, but she did not make any remarks. And this is how Vice President Biden pretty much closed it out.
We have serious problems to deal with, from COVID to the economy to racial justice to climate change. We don't have any more time to waste on partisan warfare. You know, and more than that, we have such an incredible opportunity to build the future we want for our kids and our grandkids. I've said many, many times, I've never been more optimistic about the future of this nation. There is no reason we can't own the 21st century. We just need to remember who we are. This is the United States of America. And there's never been anything we've been unable to do, unable to accomplish when we've done it together.
And that is Vice President Biden speaking last night in Wilmington, Delaware, the former vice president. We're at 6:17. This is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
You will still find accident activity right now traveling on 395 northbound, just north of Glee Road, with the left and left center lanes blocked with that incident. Traffic is slow approaching the scene. Also, you will find slow traffic in Manassas on eastbound 66 between the car rest area and Route 29 in Centerville. Only two lanes get through that work zone. Also, do keep in mind that in the district, a portion of 25th Street is closed northwest eastbound between 5th Street and 6th Street due to construction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
High pressure is just dominating the region this weekend. Expect mostly sunny skies. We'll see very warm temperatures today as well, into the lower 70s. May even approach the record high at Dulles Airport today, which is 74 degrees. As we head later on tonight, it will be mostly clear. Some patchy fog is going to be possible, with lows mainly into the 40s to near 50 degrees. For your Sunday, more of the same. Sunny skies, delightful conditions, high temperatures in the lower 70s. I'm ABC7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
It's 46 degrees, and we're at 6:18 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. It is good to have you with us, and obviously a lot to cover as the dust settles this morning. And we will be talking with Jennifer Harper coming up right after 6:35, and she's going to have a look into the frenzy of the media coverage, of course, in the elections this week. We'll talk with Jim Trusty. Of course, he's the former chief of the organized crime and gang section at the Department of Justice, and really want to delve into some of the allegations of voter irregularities, and he will look at it from a legalistic standpoint as to, you know, those that may lead to something, those that obviously may not lead to anything. We'll talk with John Gizzi, course, he's the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Going to talk with John this morning about some of the successes in the Republican races and also the big question, how liberal would Joe Biden be as a president and what pressures does he face? We'll address that with John Gizzi this morning. Everybody's surprised by the polls. I think probably one of the biggest losers this week were the pollsters. Even Jimmy Fallon ripped them up. I rarely watch Jimmy Fallon, but he just ripped the pollsters to shreds the night after the election. So we're going to talk to Cheryl Atkinson about polls and talk with Cheryl about an environmentalist who looks at things a little differently than many on the progressive front. That's coming up with Cheryl Atkinson this morning. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will join us, and we'll address his thoughts. He was very much involved in planning for election security. It'll be interesting to see what kind of interference they may have tracked from the foreign actors, and also get his assessment of where things stand in some of the allegations of voter irregularities. And then we'll talk with KT McFarland and get her assessment on the outcome of the election and where we go next. Well, I mentioned former Vice President Biden kind of rubbing it in a little bit about the blue wave and turning some of the blue states that aren't turned yet. But Nancy Pelosi got a dig in yesterday, and I think she's the first person I've heard anywhere to refer to Joe Biden as the president-elect. Here she is.
We've lost some battles, but we won the war. We have the gavel. We have the gavel. President-elect Biden has a strong mandate to lead, and he'll have a strong Democratic House with him.
Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi wasn't exactly the big winner either, with all of the expectations of gaining seats in the House. She's lost seats in the House. We don't know how many yet, because there are still vote counts going on around the country. Now, of course, you've heard the stories of alleged voter irregularities. And the question is, what do you believe? What are these stories floating around on the Internet? Are they accurate? Are the videos accurate? Are they falsified? A lot of concerns, a lot of question marks. But a couple things stand out. And one that I wanted to get into a little bit here is in Michigan. Now, this is Laura Cox. She is the GOP chairwoman for the state of Michigan. And she explains what happens in a computer glitch that they found.
So when we were working, following the votes, watching the trends in different counties, Antrim County is a Republican county, a very Republican county. Usually it's like a 70% Republican. We noticed that it was way off. Our numbers were way off. And so we kind of looked into it further. And after further investigation on the ground, in coordination with our war room, we discovered that the Antrim County clerk said that there was a glitch in the software and that they were going to hand count all the ballots, which ended up being a 6,000 vote flip back to the Republican candidates, which would be what would be on trend for that community. From there, I looked at the did a little investigation on this software and discovered that the company puts on their website that they have clients of 47 counties for election software across the state of Michigan, and we have 83 counties. So that's more than half of the counties in the state have this same software, which one would think would have this same glitch in all the returns. Well, we're very concerned.
So that's Laura Cox. She was on Fox News last night explaining a situation in Michigan that they're looking into. Ronna McDaniel also is in Michigan, and, of course, she is the chairwoman of the RNC. And here's a story that Ronna McDaniel tells.
On November 3rd and 4th, a whistleblower was assigned to work on problem ballots in the TCF Center Adjudication Center. This is not a Republican poll worker. This is an actual election worker. A bundle of ballots with no receive date were brought to the whistleblower. The ballots should not have been immediately counted because there was no evidence the ballots were received by the state-mandated deadline of November 3rd. On the morning of November 4th, whistleblower was instructed by their supervisor to take the ballots with no dates enter them into the electronic record, and place either November 2nd or November 3rd as the date received. This is illegal. This whistleblower was uncomfortable entering the dates on the ballots with no evidence they were received on either of those dates. Election workers became angry at the whistleblower and blocked this individual from the process.
I want to turn to Georgia for a moment. You may have heard that Senator David Perdue did not quite make the 50% threshold. He's about a point and a half ahead of his rival, but he did not make the threshold, so that means that there will be a runoff in the Georgia Senate race for David Perdue, and of course the other runoff with Kelly Loeffler. So Georgia's up in the air right now, and we're going to ask John Gizzi specifically about that Georgia situation. What does it look like? What would the predictions be for who would win those two seats in Georgia, Democrat or Republican? And as of late last night, in Georgia, 4,020 votes separate the two candidates. And in Georgia, the Secretary of State is Brad Raffensperger, and he says there will be a recount in Georgia.
Right now, Georgia remains too close to call. Out of approximately 5 million votes cast, we'll have a margin of a few thousand. The focus for our office and for the county election officials for now remains on making sure that every legal vote is counted and recorded accurately. As we are closing in on a final count, we can begin to look toward our next steps. With a margin that small, there will be a recount in Georgia.
So that's the latest in Georgia, and we're at 626. This is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
For years, you've been thinking about getting LASIK. You've been talking about getting LASIK. And now, it's finally time to get LASIK. Plus, right now, you can save $1,000 on your treatment, so schedule your free LASIK exam today. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com. If you're nearsighted, farsighted, or have astigmatism, LASIK Plus may help fix your vision with a convenient and patient-focused experience. You'll be treated by Dr. Neil Wills, one of America's most experienced LASIK providers with over 95,000 procedures performed. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com today and schedule your free LASIK exam to save $1,000. That's 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to treating both eyes with Wavelight procedure. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in November 2020 to qualify. Patients age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
University of Maryland University College is now University of Maryland Global Campus. Founded more than 70 years ago to serve working adults in the military, UMGC is made for you. University of Maryland Global Campus helps you reduce your out-of-pocket costs by replacing many undergraduate and graduate textbooks with no-cost electronic resources, including interactive exercises, electronic textbooks, and more. All immediately available through your online classroom. Get started today at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Many schools are using remote online learning to start the school year, but do you worry about the quality of education your son is getting? Vince Colonnais here, and I want to tell you about Fork Union Military Academy. They are still accepting enrollments for an in-person classroom experience this fall. Located in Central Virginia, Fork Union Military Academy is one of the nation's leading college prep boarding schools for young men in grades 7 through 12. Would your son learn better with a bit more structure? Fork Union's unique one-subject plan curriculum really works to help students reach their full potential. In fact, 100% of their graduating seniors gain college acceptance. Plus, Fork Union emphasizes traditional core values like respect, integrity, faith, character, and discipline. While the school year has begun, Fork Union is still accepting fall enrollments for a safer on-campus learning experience, guaranteed to help your son achieve success in the classroom, in athletics, and in life. Visit ForkUnion.com. That's F-O-R-K-Union.com.
Retired federal employees. The United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage Value PPO plan offers you a number of great benefits, like nationwide coverage, no out-of-pocket costs on covered medical services, a Part B premium subsidy, a free fitness program, hearing aid coverage, and more peace of mind to make the most of your well-earned retirement. It's time to take advantage. Open season for federal retirees starts on November 9th. Learn why the United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage Value PPO plan may be a smart choice. Call United Healthcare at 1-844-481-8821 or visit www.uhcfeds.com/retiree. That's 1-844-481-8821 or www.uhcfeds.com/retiree. This plan is only available to retired federal employees. Benefits and features may vary by plan or area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
And in the news, the presidential race is hovering in suspended animation this weekend. The delayed verdict, of course, being attributed to high voter turnout, a massive number of mail-in ballots, and slim margins between the two candidates. Biden leading in Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Georgia. President Trump continues the lead in North Carolina. The former vice president says he is already preparing to assume the presidency, even though he has not been declared the winner in his race against President Trump. He addressed the nation late last night from Wilmington, Delaware. Biden says he and his running mate, Kamala Harris, have held briefings on the coronavirus and the economy this week. The chief of staff at the White House, Mark Meadows, has been diagnosed with the coronavirus. Two senior administration officials have confirmed that Meadows tested positive. He is reportedly doing well. And the dates have been set in Georgia for that runoff between the Democrat and Republican candidates. January 5th, we'll see the Democrat, John Ossoff, facing the current senator, Republican David Perdue. In the other race, it will be Democrat Raphael Warnock to challenge the Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler. The outcome there could mean the difference between a Democratic majority, which would lead to President Biden's up or down votes on his top priorities, should that happen. It is 6:32. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and Michelle Murray's in the WMAL traffic center.
Getting some reports of an accident now southbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway south of 175, but before Route 32, so use caution there. Also in Arlington, still the accident on northbound 395 north of Glebe Road in the left lane and the left center lane. Watch out for delays and stay to your right. And also do watch out for some slow traffic through a work zone in Manassas. He's been on 66 before Route 29 in Centerville. The right and the right center lanes closed through that work zone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
High pressure is just dominating the region this weekend. Expect mostly sunny skies. We'll see very warm temperatures today as well into the lower 70s. May even approach the record high at Dulles Airport today, which is 74 degrees. As we head later on tonight, it will be mostly clear. Some patchy fog is going to be possible. The lows mainly into the 40s to near 50 degrees. For your Sunday, more of the same. Sunny skies, delightful conditions, high temperatures in the lower 70s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
46 degrees at 6:33 on the Saturday morning update.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's
been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et du vient tu.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Give the gift that fits all appetites. A Let Us Entertain You gift card. You get a free $25 holiday bonus for every $100 in Let Us gift cards you buy. Now through December 30th. Visit LEYE.com today.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and we are joined by Jennifer Harper. She writes Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, and I hope it's a good morning for everybody after this week. So good morning.
And the stress continues for a lot of people, and one of the headlines in going over your materials is Conservatives Strike Back. I think as you see the enthusiasm and the energy and just a lot of the concern over sort of the entire election, but the way it is turning out at this point, what are you finding?
Well, what I found was pretty surprising. I mean, sometimes you don't automatically think that conservatives and Republicans are going to strike back, but they did this week, and I was very impressed, actually, because this has been a very frustrating and unnerving week for everybody. And it's full of, you know, mystery and intrigue and outrage and all sorts of things. But very quickly, I mean, almost in the blink of an eye, the conservatives just wasted no time responding to all that has gone on this week. And I will cite this morning Matt Schlapp. He's the chairman of the American Conservative Union. And he kind of launched an all-out, like a clarion call to anyone who supports President Trump who has doubts about the election. And Mr. Schlapp this week announced a hashtag for everyone to use, and that is called Stop the Steal. If you're wondering where that originated, it indeed originated with President Trump and also Matt Schlapp, when he says on introducing this hashtag, if we don't fight, we will lose. It's that simple. We must hold elections officials' feet to the fire, and we must do it now. And he said also, follow us closely on social media for specific instructions on what to do to keep it that way. Stick close, he says. And he immediately journeyed out to Nevada to further his point and make a lot of very pointed speeches. It was very well covered by some of the press anyway. And he was accompanied by former acting director of United States National Intelligence. Richard Grenell was with him along with a bunch of GOP heavyweights. And this was further what Mr. Schlapp said. He said the presidency hangs in the balance. We want to ensure that the counting that occurs and the results can be respected by every American voter across this land and truly across this world. And I was impressed with that because, indeed, the world is watching, and we've always stood there as the wonderful role model for our voting process, and so everybody's watching. And he said that every ballot is an acceptable, compliant ballot, and that no voter can be disenfranchised. He said, not on our watch. And one more little thing about the kind of the emerging fight mentality, and it's not really a fight mentality, it's just people who are not going to just immediately roll over. And this is coming from Melissa McKenzie. She is actually the publisher of The American Spectator. She said, be of good cheer. It's not over yet. If you're in one of those swing states, go to the marches being organized, stage nightly vigils, peaceful protests, sit-ins, send money to those states who have GOPs for the coming legal battles, fight. For those of us spread to the winds, we can put out our American flags, donate money, and even more, festoon our homes with lights early and in a big way for Christmas. Biden promises darkness. We should be the lights. So let's put up the literal lights. Again, that's coming from Melissa McKenzie. And I kind of thought that almost sounds like it's out of a novel or something, but that came out yesterday.
For 50% of the electorate that is disappointed to varying degrees, for those that are really suffering stress at this point as we wait, you've got some recommendations?
Well, I have. have one that I thought really stood out. I looked over a lot of the reactions out there amongst all the pundits and the big thinkers and so forth and so on, and I thought this one really stood out. And this is coming from Carol Markowitz, and she's an opinion contributor to USA Today. This is what she said. It's very simple, and I thought it was pretty good. She says, when your presidential candidate loses, here's what to do. Yes, you'll be sad, let down, and confused. Conspiracy theories will surface. People will say that America is over, all those kind of predictions. Yes, it is tough for the losing party, but keep moving forward. And this is what Ms. Markowitz has to say. Most of all, do not imagine that one man stands in the way of America's destruction. And if your fellow Americans don't choose that man, all is lost. America's entire design is that we do not rely on one person to save us. Continue to fight for what you care about, but do not lose your perspective. If you woke up an American today, you're already luckier than the great majority of people in history, and one election can't change that. And I thought, that's a real long-term view, but pretty interesting observation, I thought.
We saw President Obama out on the campaign trail, and that apparently is not all we're going to see of him in the near future.
Oh, we're going to see a whole lot of him in the near future, so buckle up for that. Former President Barack Obama has an enormous memoir coming out, okay? The memoir is arriving on November 17th, and it is 768 pages long, but this is only volume one. That's right. There's going to be a second volume. The first volume is 768 pages. It covers his years in office from 2008 to 2011. The title is called A Promised Land. And again, there's going to be another book to follow this. And the publisher is Crown Publishing. They're going to release an initial 3 million copies of this memoir. That's a lot of books for, you know, a first installment. Anyway, this particular publisher also includes Michelle Obama and MSNBC host Rachel Maddow and their high-profile group of authors over there. But this comment on this phenomenon came from the Tatler. I don't know the Tatler very well, but they're pretty snippy-snappy. This is a British Style and Society magazine. Here's what they have to say. The Obama brand is strong. We've got an Obama brand now. Again, this is coming from the Tatler. And they remind us that the publisher, Crown Publishing, paid Mr. Obama, former President Obama, and Michelle Obama $65 million for their memoirs back in 2017. They made a reminder of that. And, of course, the friendly media can't wait, and the New Yorker has already published an excerpt of the book. And according to David Remnick, it shows that Mr. Obama is, quote, a committed, self-questioning, and meditative man. That's according to the New Yorker. And already, this book's not published yet. It's already in the top 10. Last time I checked, it was number 6 at Amazon and number 1 in a bunch of other subcategories. And one other thing, according to our friends at the New York Post, the book in all that 768 pages does not mention President Trump once.
How about that? Something we haven't heard too much about recently, the southwestern border, but you have some news?
Yeah, you know, that's why I decided to look at the southwestern border, because we haven't had any news about them in a long time, and I thought, let's see what's going on. And, coinciding with all that, a Pew Research Center analyst has gone over the new data from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Here's what they have to say. This is coming from Ana Gonzalez Barrera. She's an analyst there. She says Border Patrol agents apprehended about half as many migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border in fiscal 2020 as they did the year before. This is according to newly released federal data. The sharp drop in the number of apprehended migrants follows a virtual shutdown of the border and new restrictions in the way asylum cases are handled in response to the coronavirus outbreak and so forth and so on. So a couple of the numbers, 400,651 apprehensions in the 2020 fiscal year, and that is actually a 53% decrease from the previous year. And along the southwestern border, this is what's still going on down there, and I think of our folks down there manning the manning the border, and these numbers bring it home. But anyway, they say along the southwestern border between the U.S. and Mexico, agent encounters with families are down by 89%. Encounters with unaccompanied children down by 60%, and with single adults by 5%. And it inspired me, Rick, to see what else is going on, particularly with how about the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. I looked at their news releases this week, and this is what they did this week. Just imagine. They assisted in the seizure of $249 million worth of cocaine that was hidden in banana pulp. And they did this in partnership with the Australian Border Force. Think about that. And also, they returned 9th century Italian manuscripts and an ancient Roman coin to the nation of Italy this week. And you have to remember, I did not know this, they maintain a cultural property, art, and antiquities investigation division, which investigates those crimes involving the illicit importation and distribution of cultural property and art. And that is your Immigration and Customs Enforcement folks at work.
Bruce Springsteen said he would leave the country if Trump was reelected. Tommy Lee of Motley Crue threatened to leave. Now, there may be some other people wanting to leave the country at this point. And what would you recommend for the Republican that at least wants to get away for a little while, maybe not move?
Yeah, well, they can also do some armchair thinking about this as well. In my Beltway column every Friday, I feature a property of the week, weekend real estate. It's usually a historic home of some sort that's going for not very much. But this week I thought, everybody may want to just get the heck out of town for a while. So this week's weekend real estate is Sandpoint Lake Island. Now, this is a private 2-acre, heavily wooded island. It's located on a remote Minnesota lake on the Canadian border. There are 8 gorgeous structures on this little island. It features a main cabin, 2 guest cabins. It sleeps 12, electric kitchen, wow, sauna and hot tub, composting toilets, that's interesting, a huge dock, and all of this for $640,000. And they've got cheaper ones. But the main point is, if you want to look at what islands are for sale, there's a website. This is great reading if you're feeling weird this weekend. It's privateislandsonline.com, privateislandsonline.com. They're showing islands all over the world that are for sale, and it's just kind of interesting.
Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Thanks for the suggestion.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Thank you.
6:46, Saturday morning update on WMAL. We'll talk with Jim Trusty next, but first, Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
The earlier accident on 395 northbound north of Glebe Road has been cleared and looks like the delays have eased in the area. Now, you will find slow-going traffic if you're heading on eastbound 66 in the Manassas area between the car rest area and Route 29 in Centerville. They're doing some road work along the right and the right center lanes, and that is causing some slow traffic. Do watch out for accident activity right now southbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway after 175 where the right lane is blocked. Now from GarageDroidPair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
High pressure is just dominating the region this weekend. Expect mostly sunny skies. We'll see very warm temperatures today as well into the lower 70s. May even approach the record high at Dulles Airport today, which is 74 degrees. As we head later on tonight, it will be mostly clear. Some patchy fog is going to be possible. The lows mainly into the 40s to near 50 degrees. For your Sunday, more of the same. Sunny skies, delightful conditions, high temperatures in the lower 70s. I'm ABC7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
46 degrees at 6:47 on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Thank you for being with us on the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler, and Jim Trusty joins us. He is the former chief of the Organized Crime and Gang Section at the U.S. Department of Justice, and he is now a partner at IFRA Law here in Washington. Jim, good to have you with us.
Thanks, Rick. Good morning.
News breaking on Friday night, Justice Alito ordering Pennsylvania to segregate ballots received after Election Day. And the first question is, what does it mean? And the second question is, how is Justice Alito involved?
Well, the Supreme Court is awake. That's what this means. They're actually paying attention to this matter. And I think it's because Pennsylvania is a very different baby in terms of all the litigation that's kind of bouncing up across the country. So a quick bit of history on that is that the Pennsylvania legislature sets up the rules for the election, which is how it works in every state. But the Pennsylvania Supreme Court decided to give an extension of mail-in ballots for a few days. Well, that's not really their role. And Justice Roberts presided over a 4-4 split that didn't take that case up on the merits prior to the election. But clearly, there's a pipeline. There's an ability to petition for an emergency petition to the Supreme Court. Alito, hailing from Pennsylvania, must have been the guy on duty. And that message was well received by the Supreme Court. So where you are now is you've got a Supreme Court justice telling all of these local officials in Pennsylvania that it wasn't just a suggestion. You were supposed to segregate all of the ballots that came in after, I forget, 8 o'clock, I think, at night on the election night. There has not been any verification that they've been doing that across the board. So it might be one of these situations where it's very hard to get the toothpaste back into the tube. But that's the issue, whether all of those votes are going to be subjected to a successful challenge in the Supreme Court. And I would say out of all the litigation that's bubbling up because of the kind of outrageous balance of power issue with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court taking over that role of the legislature, this one has some chance to get to the Supreme Court.
So, Jim, there are a lot of stories that are coming out now in social media. We see some stories covered on some media outlets about election irregularities. And if you could help us kind of give us a listener's guide of what do you look for, you know, which of these might have legs, what would be significant?
Well, the big division is really about procedure versus substance. So if you are claiming foul, that you're not getting unfettered access, your poll observers are not being allowed to watch the process, for instance, that ultimately is not usually a winner in terms of overturning the election. So these complaints about process, that there's something that's gone wrong with our ability to monitor the polls, don't go very far. What they can do is get the camel's nose under the tent. They can get to a position where that allows for closer scrutiny of the individual ballots. And that's probably what the Republicans are hoping for in those circumstances. But just saying that there was something that went wrong, that we were 10 feet away instead of 6 feet away, is not the type of stuff that overturns the election. Similarly, when you talk about a recount, unless you uncover massive fraud in that recount, those tend to not change the numbers by more than a few hundred. So these are the ones that are a little bit more ticky-tack, but they're less likely to really win the day from the president's perspective. What you're really looking for on the substantive side is intentional fraud, intentional wrongdoing, you know, building a case that shows there was an absolute sustained bit of misconduct that affected that potential victory. In other words, that had an actual effect on that state's, ultimate outcome. And that means building a record, coming up with evidence that's sufficient to withstand judicial scrutiny and to win the day on the substance of that fraud.
So as an example, if a state sent out tens of thousands of ballots, including people who were deceased, including people who had moved out of state, you could theoretically try and identify those ballots at this point. Do they retain the envelopes?
Yeah, you know, they are supposed to, but the bottom line is some of that you can find out through public source searching pretty easily. And there's already stories from Nevada suggesting that you either have residency requirement violations or death violations. But again, the question there is that could be very good, powerful evidence that something went wrong, but it's got to add up. It's got to be sufficient in scale to overturn the election's results, or it's really not going to go that far in the judicial system.
So what kinds of evidence could actually lead to a serious investigation?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, one-off stories where you say here's a disgruntled, you know, court worker who is caught crumpling up one of the ballots, that's probably not going to be the type of stuff that wins the day, nor is the type of videos and stories that are bouncing around the Twitterverse without any real clear attribution. But what you need in a civil suit to try to overturn an election is a starting point of a credible allegation. Now, you may not have all your evidence lined up at the time you file the complaint. You can say something is upon information and belief, which means I'm working on it. I'm trying to prove this theory. But at some point early in the litigation, you're going to have a real record and real evidence. And the best thing you can have in those circumstances is direct evidence from participants. If there's a whistleblower, for instance, who is saying, hey, I was told to backdate all these ballots and we all did this, that's huge. That can be a huge piece of evidence. You need to keep that guy happy and safe and use a declaration from him as part of your lawsuit. But it can be a circumstantial case too, Rick. It can be something where you say, hey, here's 23,000 ballots in a row that all say Joe Biden. That's like statistically impossible to happen, even in, you know, Delaware. So if you have a situation where there is a solid basis to show some sort of numerical absurdity, then that's got a chance too. And, of course, more recently we're hearing about glitches in software that caused a 6,000-vote swing just in one county of 47 using that software in Michigan. So there's definitely things to look at and to try to explore and to build on for these civil cases to have a chance of success. But it's behind closed doors. We're going to have to just wait and see whether they actually develop this stuff.
You mentioned a software glitch. Suppose there were something a little more nefarious and an intentional manipulation of something digitally. I believe there typically are paper trails, but if nobody goes chasing down the paper trail, in other words, nobody's looking for the problem, how likely is that to be an issue?
Well, that's where the court has to be involved, right? If you've got a bona fide assertion that, you know, 6,000 votes got affected wrongly, then that's the kind of thing where part of your injunctive relief is you're demanding that these people turn over to the court or to the parties the actual software information. And if they don't have the actual access to computers, then give us the hard copies of every ballot that came in. I mean, there will always be some way to verify what was submitted by the sender.
Well, some supporters of the president may say, where's the FBI? Where's the investigation? If there were an investigation, would we necessarily see it or know about it?
Absolutely not. I mean, that's kind of the difference between the Comey FBI and the rest of history. They don't telegraph or announce that they're engaged in an investigation. So they could be. But remember, it's slow going. These are not going to be nearly as fast moving as expedited civil litigation. So I wouldn't expect Barr or the FBI to ride into the rescue too quickly.
Jim Trusty, partner at IFRA Law, and you can follow his tweets on the election litigation on Twitter at Trusty Lawyer. Jim, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Indeed. It is 6:56 now on the Saturday morning update. Action-packed 7 o'clock hour coming up. We'll talk with John Gizzi, get his read on the Republican results, the House and the Senate. We've also got Cheryl Atkinson. We're going to look at the polls and Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, election security, and KT McFarland's read on the outcome of the election, all on the way.
Retired federal employees, the United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage Value PPO plan offers you a number of great benefits, like nationwide coverage, no out-of-pocket costs on covered medical services, a Part B premium subsidy, a free fitness program, hearing aid coverage, and more peace of mind to make the most of your well-earned retirement. It's time to take advantage. Open season for federal retirees starts on November 9th. Learn why the United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage Value PPO plan may be a smart choice. Call United Healthcare at 1-844-481-8821 or visit www.uhcfeds.com/retiree. That's 1-844-481-8821 or www.uhcfeds.com/retiree. This plan is only available to retired federal employees. Benefits and features may vary by plan or area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Sometimes in business, the unexpected comes calling. From rent increases to increased orders to, I'm going to say it, unprecedented times. But don't bounce back. Bounce forward with Comcast Business. Bounce forward fast with internet speeds up to a gig, with the flexibility to update your bandwidth in just a few clicks, and with security solutions that help keep your connected devices protected. Be fast, be flexible, be ready for what's next, and bounce forward with Comcast Business.
Get a powerful and reliable internet solution from Comcast Business starting at $69.99 a month for 24 months with a 3-year agreement. Plus, get free installation when you order online. And for a limited time, ask how to upgrade to get a $500 prepaid card. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to ComcastBusiness.com today to find out more. Prepaid card offer ends 12/13/20. Restrictions apply. Limited to new Comcast Business Internet and One Voice Mobility customers. Early termination fee applies. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra. Subject to change.
For years, you've been thinking about getting LASIK. You've been talking about getting LASIK. And now, it's finally time to get LASIK. Plus, right now, you can save $1,000 on your treatment. So schedule your free LASIK exam today. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com. If you're nearsighted, farsighted, or have astigmatism, LASIK Plus may help fix your vision with a convenient and patient-focused experience. You'll be treated by Dr. Neil Wills, one of America's most experienced LASIK providers with over 95,000 procedures performed. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com today and schedule your free LASIK exam to save $1,000. That's 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to treating both eyes with Wavelight procedure. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in November 2020 to qualify. Patients age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Heather Curtis. We still don't know who won this year's presidential election. Former Vice President Joe Biden addressed